Exciting news on the vaccine front. Researchers say common childhood vaccinations may be reducing your child's risk for more than what they were created for. Five-year-old Jamie is struggling to breathe. He watches his respiratory rate change as his mother watches him. No one likes to see a sick child struggle. Mom made sure Jamie had all his childhood vaccinations.
I always felt that if we had the vaccinations, that we should use them, that the medical technology was there, and that there was no reason that I felt that it shouldn't be used.
But vaccines have long been the topic of controversy, some parents fearing they can cause autism. Dr. James Orlowski, a vaccine proponent, says a new study published in the journal Pediatrics highlights a new potential good side effect of these shots.
It's a very interesting study because what they've done is they've looked at the possibility that vaccines actually might protect children against cancer.
The study looked at a large number of kids with cancer at Baylor and the University of Texas and looked at their vaccination status.
And what they found was that certain vaccines indeed seem to protect against the development of acute lymphocytic leukemia in children, which is the most common cancer in children. Also against medulloblastoma, which is the most common brain tumor in children, and then against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Dr. Orlowski says the study found that children immunized against hepatitis B, polio, DTP, MMR, and HIV had lower odds of developing these cancers.
So one of the questions has been, well, do vaccines help or hurt? Do they turn on the immune system, which would be beneficial, or do they turn it off, which might not be beneficial? This study suggests that they do turn on the immune system, and that with the turned on immune system, that you're somewhat protected against the development of cancers.
While common childhood vaccines wouldn't have prevented Jamie's pneumonia, mom is hopeful the study is right, and the shots he got as a baby and toddler will keep him from landing in the hospital bed again. Dr. Orlowski does say a larger study needs to be completed to further prove that theory. Brenda?